Showing identification is part of life for a college student, for everything from getting a discount at the movies to getting into student housing. But Amber Davis, a senior at Savannah State, says campus security can be so lax, she once used a piece of meat to get past a guard.
Like last month, I got on campus with a chicken nugget. Like, you have to hold up your IDs and show them so you can get on campus. And I held up a chicken nugget one night, and they told us to go on.
Davis lives in the student apartment complex where a 20-year-old man was shot to death last month. I ask if she feels safe now.
I did for a week, but now that it's like dying down, it's back to normal. Like, some days you'll feel safe, some days you won't. It just depends on what's happening on campus at that moment.
One former student still doesn't feel safe. Paige Bullard's front door is guarded by a security camera, a keyless entry lock, and Charlie. He lets her know when someone's coming, and he's a therapy dog.
Charlie, like, really helps me. He makes me, like, not feel alone, and I can go places. Like, I really don't go outside the house unless I'm at work.
Bullard is afraid to go out alone since she was raped at gunpoint during her junior year at Savannah State. Campus security cameras recorded a man trolling the student housing complex for half an hour before he attacked her. Her lawyer, Abda Quillian, has watched this footage over and over.
If anyone had been watching that video, they would have sent someone over there to see who this person is. And they never did.
The rapist went to prison. And last year, a Chatham County jury ordered Savannah State's Real Estate Foundation and the University System of Georgia to pay millions in damages to Bullard for failure to provide security. The foundation owns the student housing complex, and the Board of Regents leases it. They're appealing the verdict. Meanwhile, Quillian has four other clients making similar cases, another rape survivor and three shooting victims.
The link between the cases is there's not adequate security to protect students.
James Barnwell is the chief of Savannah State's Public Safety Department.
The major challenge is with student housing is identifying individuals that shouldn't be in there.
The man shot on campus last month wasn't a student. Neither is the 19-year-old accused of killing him.
You know, this is an open community.
Would you support a less open campus?
Well, I can't really comment on that because that's up to the university system.
Savannah State is fenced, but it's pretty porous. Every time I drive on campus, the procedure varies. Barnwell says plans are in the works to scan visitor IDs and upgrade surveillance technology.
Sit down. Sit.
Paige Bullard and her dog Charlie live in Atlanta now. After the rape, she fell behind in school.
I wouldn't go to class. My friends had to come get me out of my room because I drank a whole bottle and took some pills. And
eventually, she dropped out.
And I didn't have nobody to reach out to, nor did somebody reach out to me to check on me.
That's why now she's starting an organization for survivors of campus sexual assault. It's called What Happens Next.
That's everybody's first questions once something happens to them is what happens next.
Bullard's mission is to be an advocate with a strong voice.
But, you know, like sometimes I don't feel as strong because I'm still going through things too.
She tries describing how everything is different now. But then she decides there are no words.
So, yeah.
For GPB News, I'm Emily Curitan.